Things you find out 15 years later.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what, Thomas?
I think this is terrible. I gotta be honest with you. All right, can you get rid of all that and start again? I feel the pressure of all that back there.
Today is someday and someday Andor is over.
Dunzo.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get out the room, bitch.
See ya.
Did.
Don't let the door hit ya.
Mm-mm.
My. Bye-bye. I'm ready, Brian.
Oh, my notes. Girl, I need my notes.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Who's the fucking boss around here? Oh, you're recording it. Great. Beat them.
You're ready,
Dogs,
Thomas.
Kids, husband.
Beat them all. You can beat me anytime
And then
you want.
Beat me, please.
Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday Andor's over, but he's not dead yet.
Dunzo.
Adios.
We're gonna miss you for sure.
Ciao.
See you next time.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Hello there, Pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know, I'm feeling really great. I'm drinking wine because it's not a Sunday morning.
Well, cheers. I've got myself a little Sam Adams.
A little Sam Adams. Happy Monday evening post Thanksgiving.
Happy Monday evening post Thanksgiving to you.
We almost always do these either Saturday or Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pretty early in the day, but mm-hmm. You know, it was Thanksgiving.
We just enjoyed the time off
with one another.
Yes, and family.
Yep. It was great. I was like off my phone and off social media almost the entire time.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but I have to say I was like really relaxed. I feel very, very relaxed, which
awesome.
Is great.
Yeah,
it's been super. And if you're wondering who's relaxed, well, I'm Brian. With me as always is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello everyone.
And this is Pink Milk, husband and husband. If this is your first time here, welcome. If it's your first time here, why did you come at the very end of Andor? I'm curious to know. Shoot us an email.
We're glad you're here anyway.
We are, but you know, you joined at the end.
That's okay.
You know what? Star Wars does go out of time. You can start at the end here and then go back and watch the rest, listen to the previous episodes like the prequels.
And every once in a while, they'll stick new series in. And then you'll be totally confused like myself.
Oh, did you enjoy your Thanksgiving, Pop?
I did. Actually, it was really, really nice this year. No external drama, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Had some friends over, and these were like the greatest kind of friends. They contributed and helped clean up. I mean, it doesn't get any better than
and
that.
And you know what, though?
You never know you appreciate it until it actually happens. Yep. You never even know you're looking for it until it actually happens. And now I'm like, huh, I don't think I can go back.
That's a really good point.
And I'll be much more ambitious about helping others when I'm at their home, too. I usually try to just stay in the background and be like, oh, I don't want to bother them.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we're pretty good friends. We're pretty close.
You and me? I think so.
Our sons are very, very good friends. So that's kind of how we know each other is mm-hmm. through our oldest sons. It was great. It was a really mm-hmm. good time.
Yep.
There was no immediate family, just friends. And it was great.
Which, you know, is because we had immediate family really for the last 3 weekends prior to that. Mm. So it really was kind of a little bit of the opposite. And we were certainly grateful to have all the family that we did come visit from really the East Coast.
Yep.
So, and I guess, where's Mississippi? What are we, South?
Is it the South?
The right? South, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So from Jersey and from Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Oh, okay. Hey, you people read the Pink Milk show notes. You know I can't spell.
Oh, Sister Virginia Pierre would be very proud of me right now.
You know who I'm proud of, Thomas?
Tell me,
Brian. I am really proud of our friend Buck, sponsor of the Bucky Box.
Bucky Box.
And a patron. Thank you for your support there, Buck. And thank you, also, Buck. Thank you for this amazing review. You want me to read you this great iTunes review?
I do.
Yeah. So
you didn't tell me about this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
We asked last week to leave some more podcast reviews. Please do so. They really do help us with the algorithms. And now that there is no new Star Wars, it would be super helpful if you gave us some reviews now and retweeted us on Twitter or Instagram when you see our things, because, you know, people aren't looking for new Star Wars until January with Bad Batch. But until then, you know, we got lots to do here. So Buck says this: it's not just a podcast, it's a community. I became aware of Pink Milk shortly after it started. I listened here and there. Tom and Brian were a great couple to listen to during their husband and husband episodes, telling very real, honest stories about being a same-sex couple and raising a family in an America that is not always so welcoming to people that are different. They are always upbeat and positive and sure to make you laugh. About a year and a half ago, Brian invited me to watch the live stream of the After Dark show. It was the greatest thing I've done in years. The After Dark show is a blast. M, Chase, and Brian have great insights into being a part of the LGBTQ community as well as being passionate Star Wars fans. I have made so many friends since I started joining the chat room during the live shows. The chat room call ourselves Steam Queens and are a tight group, always welcoming to new members. They are my found family. I chat with them throughout the week or even daily. If you have loved Star Wars for 40 years or 40 minutes, this is the show to check out. You will get a vast variety of perspectives about life, fandom, being queer, or even the fun pew pew pews of Star Wars. You will laugh, you may cry, but you will be welcome and have a great time along the way. May the Force be with all of us. Steam Queens, drink up.
That was really, really nice.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much. You know what? Every once in a while, you just need to hear things like that, and that is very much appreciated, Buck. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Brian. How do you feel? Literally, you, the man who used to talk to me over and over and over again about Star Wars, and I used to like not pay attention. He used to tell me, "Oh, maybe I'll do this," and said something about podcasts. I was like, "Podcast? Okay.
What the hell is that?"
Yeah. How do you feel now, hearing? Because that was a really, really, that hit all the spectrums of, you know, husband and husband. You know, After Dark. I mean, it really, that gives me the feels. I don't get the feels very often.
It really did. I mean,
you created this. How do you feel?
I feel pretty darn great, I got to say. I mean, honestly, and Buck in particular, I adore Buck. I finally got to meet Buck in real life during Star Wars Celebration, and I adore Buck. Buck knows that. I love him dearly, and he's one of the greatest gifts that the podcast has brought me personally. Because I just really appreciate him and his husband, Brendan, a lot. Or Brandon, excuse me, with an E-N. they're really, really solid people, good people. And I do think that that review hit on something that I find in a lot of our reviews that I really appreciate. Because I did talk about doing a podcast for years before I finally did it. It took me a long time to, one, find the confidence, two, learn how to do it, and three, really think about what I wanted to do, because I had never heard a Star Wars podcast like the kind of podcast I wanted to make. And so when I read this review specifically and other ones similar to it, I'm very honored, because I don't think the podcast is really just mine. It's all of the Steam Queens, and it's the community. And I hear a lot of things about Pink Milk in the community of the people that listen, because they are the greatest gifts that the show really did bring. Like, I've met a lot of really, really wonderful people, and it makes me really happy to be associated with something like that. And I love reading reviews that are not just about Star Wars. You know, that's not everyone's jam in a podcast. Like, some people really want to go listen to Star Wars and just listen to the pew pew pews, but that's not what we are. But when I read those reviews, it makes me very proud that I think I achieved what I wanted to.
Well, I, for one, am very proud of you for what you've helped create and give to the community. And really, yeah, like you say, it is, it has, like Buck said, it is a community. It really, truly, yeah, I know I myself, who's been the one forced to listen, if you will, but I've met so many people through the podcast, through you and Buck and all of those people. So yeah, I'm honored at that review. So thank you so much.
You know, that, that review came at a good time after Thanksgiving.
Really did. Absolutely.
Because honestly, grateful. I am incredibly grateful for what Pink Milk has brought. You know, I mean, I've been able, honestly, this last year, I've been able to do some very cool things.
You really
I've
have.
Interviewed yep. some very cool people. I've been invited to some very cool places.
Lost your pants at the airport. That was a great story to share at Thanksgiving. It's kind of funny.
I wish I lost my pants in the airport in a different way.
But hopefully somebody's really enjoying those very expensively tailored pants.
But you know, I'm really thankful to everyone. Like, our, I wish you were there at Star Wars Celebration to be in that room when we had the live show and to feel that energy. And then, like, the feeling when they gave us a shout-out on the main stage later, it was just like, I still haven't forgotten that feeling. I don't know if I ever will. It was like, I've said this multiple times and I want to say it again, but thank you to all of you who listen or watch the live streams or follow us on Twitter, who accept Brian Berry for who he is, because I am not exaggerating when I say I am the most fully myself when I'm behind this microphone. I just feel like I am all of me, the dirty side of me, the emotional, sensitive side of me, the dad, the gay guy, the husband, the whore,
the super fan,
the super fan, the super Star Wars nerd. Like, I get to be myself and be myself with a lot of people in a way that, like, we talk about this stuff, and you can relate to this as queer people. We're not always allowed to be fully ourselves. We have to put certain parts of us away at certain times, and you know, I don't have to do that here, and it's really great.
Well, good. Well, I'm very proud of you.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate you.
You know what, we have to get a little less serious stuff for a second and say thank you to somebody else.
Andor.
No,
Cassie and Andor.
soon. But okay, you know what Andor might be thankful for, especially after he was leaving Aldani, when he was there in Space Miami. He could have been thankful for Manscaped.
Manscaped.
You know what I bet?
I am grateful for Manscaped.
I bet you
it's
Andor.
It's cleaned up my world.
My two globes.
Oh, God.
I bet you Andor Manscaped when he was there in Space Miami.
You think so?
I do. I think Andor probably likes a good clean set of balls. And you know what? Some people are really into the bush. That's great. You know, sometimes I'm in the bush myself. Sometimes I want a little extra groomage, but I head on over to Manscaped when I want that groomage. And if you're interested in being groomed yourself or know someone who wants to be groomed, you should head on over to manscaped.com and type in the code PINKBALLS. That's right, PINKBALLS.
I love it.
PINKBALLS for 20% off your order and free shipping just in time for the holidays.
You're welcome.
Shave up.
Shave up.
Well, that was good.
Shave up your pink balls.
All right, Thomas, let's get into Andor. Get into the Andor. What did you think of the show in general, overall, now that it's done?
I loved it.
I
loved it. I really thought it was a very good show. I thought it was well done. I enjoyed the characters. I was drawn in. There was a lot going on. Sometimes it was a slow one, I got to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel I was along for the ride. I was invested and I was on the ride, no matter how fast or slow it was. But I was committed and I was on my way. And I enjoyed it.
This is definitely the slowest burn Star Wars has ever been.
Obi-Wan, I feel like there's a lot to build here. There's a lot of background because they had the end. They had Rogue One, so they have to really rewind and, you know, have the story now.
It was really great. I find this show to be incredibly challenging in what Star Wars is for me. I do not mean this as any shade, because I really, really loved the show. I think it's objectively the best Star Wars show we've ever gotten. You know, it's not my personal favorite, objectively speaking, it's the best.
Okay.
But it was a very hard show for me to watch because there is no hope. And Star Wars is built on hope. And Star Wars is always happy no matter. I mean, Star Wars, we've had these conversations. Star Wars is always about really sad moments.
Mm-hmm.
But they feel happy anyways. And this did not feel that way. So it was a challenging watch. I'm appreciative that it was challenging, and I'm appreciative that it expanded what Star Wars could be. It did not have anything to do with the Skywalkers. There was no mention of Darth Vader. There was no Jedi. I don't even know if they ever mentioned the Jedi even once. You know, so there's no Force in it. So it was a very removed Star Wars show from the tenets of what makes Star Wars, I think, in pop culture anyways, right. Which was really cool.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people ask for new Star Wars, and this was it. Mm-hmm. This was it, which was awesome.
I felt like this was a show for people who were not, or this is my opinion, I felt like this was a show that people who are kind of forced to listen in a way, mm-hmm. who are the other half of the super fan, they had a fighting chance. They had an opportunity to understand things.
100%. I like that.
So that's how I felt.
I mean, if you go back to when we talked about episodes 1, 2, and 3 after I went to the premiere,
mm-hmm.
when I left the premiere, I felt this was the first Star Wars show for a non-Star Wars fan, you know? And I still, like, I feel that way because it is a story that takes place in that galaxy far, far away, but it's not really a Star Wars story.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense.
It's like a different kind of show wearing Star Wars clothes, which is awesome. I think that's really awesome, and it worked so well. But I think it was so well written, so well directed, so well shot, so well acted that it worked. I feel if it wasn't really top notch, I don't think it would have worked because it is so different. But this gave the keys to other creators to explore what Star Wars can be in a way that we haven't been able to see yet.
And we're definitely getting another season.
Yes, one more.
Oh, just one.
Yep.
Okay.
So originally it was going to be 5 seasons. And so I wonder if it was going to be shorter seasons,
mm-hmm.
you know, like if it was going to be like a 6-episode season,
right.
But it took longer to make than I think they were anticipating. And when they went back and looked, the actors would have had to have been around for like 10 years. And I don't think a lot of actors don't want to commit to something for 10 years in that way, which I can understand. It'd be hard to work on. It'd be hard to work on anything else.
True.
So, yeah, I don't know. I loved it. What did you think of the finale in general? Just an overall, before we get into some of my questions for you, an overall thought on the finale.
I thought it was good. They finally stood up and said they had their Norma Rae moments.
Really do love that expression.
I do.
And Norma Rae was up there, the little hologram of Norma Rae. And
here's the funniest thing. I've never seen the movie.
I don't even know what it is.
Basically, she just was up there saying she's mad as hell and she's not going to take it anymore.
Is that Sally Field with the sign? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. It. Oh my God, I've seen that movie.
Oh.
See, she's the factory worker, right?
I don't know. Oh God, I just have seen it.
We're going to watch it.
Okay. Yeah, especially because I keep mentioning it.
I don't think I ever put that together, but I have seen that show.
Yeah.
When I was little.
Maybe
that's why I am more of a queer activist and rebellious person than you are.
Maybe.
Maybe I was inspired by Norma.
Maybe you were.
I'm going to slap on my Ray-Bans. I'm going to be Brian Ray.
There you go.
Brian Ray.
I'll get you a poster board.
All right. So this episode opened, and this show has been so good at almost every single episode. Feels like a bomb's about to go off. Like the tension is high all the time. And now we open with someone actually making a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out it's that kid, the kid of the shop owner who was hung out in the square after he was tortured. And he's clearly pissed. So we're going to have a funeral for Marva.
I guess she is really dead.
Yeah.
Remember, I thought maybe she wasn't.
Yeah. As a daughter of Ferrix, she's becoming the bricks. Yep. I was, you know, I think it was last week and I was like, I'm upset that she's dead. Like, I didn't trust the storytellers and this is why. Because I was like, I didn't think she'd make it out of this season alive. But I wanted her to go out like, I hate you, Empire! And then getting shot or something. But you know what? She really did go out going, I hate you, Empire!
Ah! She did it in a way where they can't quite get her.
Yep, it was so good. Yeah, so the opening shot of the bomb making was cool, and then see even
our dog would like
Roxy's over there excited about it. So the Imperial shuttle comes tooling in. Do you even look at that stuff? Do you notice that kind of stuff? Because I'm a nerd and I love an Imperial shuttle. One of my favorite ships.
Well, I didn't see it tooling, as you were saying.
It's like just tooling around. Nope, just no, looked like Star Wars. Register. Okay, whatever. Well, it bridges the OT to the PT in a really great way, and I really, really love it. And so she shows up, and then sure enough, we see Cassian there. So he found out while he was in Space Florida that she was dead, and he is there now. So everyone is showing up on Ferrix for the big old finale. It was like
a party.
All 11 episodes are here, getting ready to wrap it all up. It just felt like monumentous in that very opening already.
There was 11 episodes?
Yeah.
That went 12. Fast. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, they also put three of them together on the first night.
Oh, that's true.
So, which, you know, don't do that again, please.
No. Yeah, no.
So while we have all of this cool stuff happening at Ferrix, Mon Mothma is over on Coruscant, flying in her car with her jerk of a husband, being a boss bitch.
Mm-hmm. Marrying her kid off.
Marrying her. Oh.
Well, she hasn't done it yet.
Let's circle back to that later. Yeah. But yeah, no, when she sets up her husband, frames him for gambling away that $400,000.
Well played, Mothma.
Yeah, what did you think of that? Like, I have to say, Mon Mothma is this fierce lady that we've always seen. You know, the last episode, she was struggling, and we have seen her at her most vulnerable, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure she was doing nice stuff.
No.
I mean, her husband's a jerk, don't get me wrong, but that was pretty...
Is he really a jerk, though? He doesn't seem like a jerk.
Oh, yeah, he's an a-hole.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it was still a low blow that she did, I think. You know? It was interesting. What did you make of all that? Were you happy for her? Or were you like, ooh, girl,
I just
too
like
far.
Her no matter what she does, to be honest with you. So she's my girl.
Oh my God. Is she one of the kinds of people that can stab you in the back and you just say thank you?
Thanks, Mothma.
Mm.
Thanks, Mama.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
I don't know. She's so beautiful and well-dressed, and I guess I'm just shallow. I like her.
No, you know what you are? A gay man, and she's a gay icon.
There you go. She's my icon. Mm-hmm. She's a guy icon.
But, you know, that's really all we got with her for the most part,
right.
Of her setting him up. And then at the end of the episode, we see the thug Draco or Draco, whatever his name is, and his family meeting the Mothmas, you know, as if they're going to fall in love and be betrothed and be married.
But it is what the little girl wants. She wants to set up.
It is. So it's interesting. I felt like, yeah, it's really, really interesting. So that was awesome. It was great. Perfect. Wonderful.
Loved it.
Most of this episode, though, takes place in Ferrix, which is where it probably should have ended. It's where it all started. It's the heart of the show. It's home for the show. So we have the funeral with some really sad music. And also, man, this show literally... Nothing was wasted.
No,
every
not this
line.
Episode. Nope.
No, the whole series. Like every line was used. Every moment was used. The music felt like something was coming because of the first episode, and they're banging on their little like things. Like they were using music scores and sound to distract from what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this very much felt like. It was amazing. Amazing. So the Empire is like letting them have this funeral for Marva. They go to have it.
Only because they want to get Andor.
Yeah. Yep. Gross. Mm-hmm. Gross. Cyril is there for his like weird obsession with whatever. What's her name? Dedra.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. It's so
I don't
creepy.
Know that he's obsessed with Dedra.
Yeah.
Dedra, whatever her name is. I think that he's obsessed with, he wants to be part of it.
He wants to be
his
her.
Hanger on her.
Like he wants to be her.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Like her position.
He wanted to be that before there was even a her.
Yeah.
And she obviously wanted to be that because she stepped over the other guy.
Yeah, and so. She's the only, like, one of the few women up there, too, mm-hmm. so she's got to work really hard to get there as a woman,
mm-hmm.
Which the show did a great job of setting you up to root for her as a woman and mm-hmm. then realize, oh, my God, you're disgusting, and I will no longer root for you because you're really evil, which is great. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Yeah, so the funeral's going on, and little B2, ugh, I love my little B2, plays a hologram. With quite the powerful message
mm-hmm.
That really sets off a crazy chain of events. And I really, really, really loved it. And she's talking about how, you know, the Empire came in while they were all sleeping, you know, and that she mentioned something about the dead. It's easy to want to fight from the dead, and now, oops, well, I guess I'm dead, but if I was alive, I would have woke up sooner and would have been fighting. And then she's like, fight the Empire. Mm-hmm. And around the same time, excuse me, I don't remember all the things, but like Cassian is also listening to Nemec's manifesto, and we get a couple of lines from that of oppression is the mask of fear, and tyranny requires
something. And,
no, it also says tyranny requires constant effort. Think about, we just had an election, right? Mm-hmm. Trump mm-hmm. will not go away.
No. Nope.
Trump is already, he's never stopped. He is constantly trying. He is constantly putting effort in.
Oh my God, he's Cyril.
To silence.
He's a hanger-oner. No one wants him. And he just keeps hanging on. People keep stepping in front of him, but he mm-hmm. keeps hanging on. Mm-hmm. Now he had this crazy meeting with another hanger-on. I won't say their names because I'm
talking
I actually
about Carrie Lake.
Speaking of hanger-oners.
But yeah, no, but like think about how
I wasn't actually talking about her, but since you brought her
she
up.
Works too.
Yes.
Think about how he's constantly
working
to hold on to this tyranny that he's putting on everyone. Like, and we all just slept while he got in the first time.
Mm-hmm. Because he got in,
I mean,
through the TV.
Yeah.
For years.
If you remember,
and then through the political system,
even back on this podcast, which made a lot of people very unhappy, and I understand who our audience is, so mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I kind of understand why he won.
Yeah.
I may or may not like him.
In the beginning.
But I understood why he got there,
mm-hmm.
or how he got there, how mm-hmm. he arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And there was parts of me that understood why some people liked him and why some people could overlook certain things for what he could have represented.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel any of these things at all now, mm-mm. but like nope. he blew all of it. And now I'm like, anyone who still supports him, I'm now going to think of Marva and like, you're just sleeping. You're now just choosing to sleep through all of this. Like he is literally all of it. The media, all of it is ripping away at the fabric of what we are as United States citizens and the constant challenging of elections and all. It's like, this is, like how someone comes in just like the emperor did and then eventually like, we don't need to vote anymore. You're Donald Trump. We love you. Stay here forever. That's what it looks like it's going to happen. Mm. And now he's got his whole damn family in there, which is weird.
So circling back to the show.
Yeah, what this is, what the show is.
Yeah.
Like it's a very much a mirror of what's going on right now, you know? And it's just, it's crazy. I mean, what did you think of her speech?
Rise up. I thought it was awesome.
Rise up and fight the Empire. And then the Absolutely. Kid throws his bomb and you're like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
It was good. It was really, really good.
So good.
So good.
So, and then it's action-packed land. Now there's lots of shooting going on and people are getting killed left and right. We're getting on board a ship. We go to save Bix and she's like not having a great time, but she believes that he's going to come mm-hmm. find her.
I am curious though, because they did get on a ship
mm-hmm.
and they did leave.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all the people left behind? What yeah. really happened? You know, I don't think anything good.
Nope.
So they probably now occupy that.
It's interesting.
That planet, right?
Ferrix, yeah. Ferrix. So after our next few episodes, before we take a holiday break, Tom and I are going to get into some of Rebels as a little like interim before Bad Batch starts again and before Mando, which I feel is going to have a lot to do with Rebels. And then Ahsoka sounds like it's basically Rebels, you know, 2.0, the sequel. So we're going to watch some Rebels finally after 3 years.
Not 900 hours worth, though.
No, I'm going to pick and choose. But The People of Lothal is very much what I think their life on Ferrix is going to be. There's a lot of people, when you meet Ezra, he has been under Imperial, confinement? What's the word I want to use?
Regime?
Yeah, like he's been under them, whatever.
Oppression?
Oppression, yeah, whatever the word I'm looking for
okay,
is.
Okay.
But, you know, he and a lot of people of Lothal are there, and you'll meet Lothal. Lothal is like the Ferrix of this show. Lothal is the show, it's the Tatooine, the Ferrix of Rebels.
Okay.
It's great. Cyril, what's going on with Cyril? Because then he saves Dedra. Oh my god, when that fight was going on and Dedra was on the ground, I wanted them to rip her apart so bad. I was like, just rip her limbs off. Turn into Games of Thrones and rip her limbs off. And then he saved her. Pulls her in.
Because he's hanging on.
Oh my god, Cyril is Carrie Lake to Dedra's Donald Trump. Cyril represents every one of those losers who has tied their horse to Donald Trump and won't stop.
Just hanging on.
Like, people, read the room. That red wave turned into like a red stream because none of that happened in this last election was a vote for Democrats. None of it. It was a vote against Donald Trump.
I'm just like thinking said, about the name that the Post called him, which I won't say right now, but Google it.
Oh, Trumpty Dumpty?
Yes.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of being mean to people and making names.
No.
Unless it's bitchy, like gay, sassy names for people. Then it's okay.
Well, I mean, one may say that they were poking fun of his weight, but it wasn't that. It was Trumpty Dumpty.
He had a great fall.
And Dumpty as in he's getting dumped. So Trumpty Dumpty.
He also looks like an egg.
Okay. Yeah, but we're not laughing at that.
He looks like one of those things that he probably has in his house, like a golden Fabergé egg. He's so tan and Cheeto color that he's like trying to be a real life Fabergé egg.
I just think that's hilarious. Trumpty Dumpty.
Okay, so we haven't really talked about Vel and Senta. I really wish that they had a healthier relationship. Like, I like that they had a very real relationship. I like that the rebellion came first. But you know what? Senta was not very nice to Vel. Vel finally came back because she just wanted to see her girlfriend. She didn't pick her up from the airport. She had to figure out, girl, get out of it. It's a toxic relationship.
Yes, exactly. I'd say get out. Move on.
You know
She's dating someone else.
Yeah. She's dating the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I hate to say it because
we all know how that story goes.
Yep. Get your U-Haul now, Bell. Get your U-Haul. If you know
none
lesbians.
None of these relationships on Star Wars ever work out. So just
none of them do.
Don't bother doing it.
None of them. I don't.
None.
Oh my, not no a single one.
Nope.
Hera and Kanan had the best relationship
allegedly.
We've ever seen. But he's dead by the end.
There you go. So, you know.
You know what? We have room for Din and Cobb. They are going to have their happily ever after.
Well, they might have the happily ever after, but they don't need to be together.
Din and Cobb Vant don't need to be together? What
well,
the
they're
fuck
not together
talking?
Now, hon.
Yes, they are. Din Cobb is canon.
Mm.
You know what? If there's one way, if you want to get off the show and free up some time, that's a really good way to do it.
Okay, honey, I'll live in your land. Bye, everybody.
No, okay, so what did you think of the end of this? So, like, Luthen was there, mm-hmm. Vel and Senta were there, all to kill Cassian.
Right.
But he evaded the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He got away from Cell,
mm-hmm.
Senta, Vel, and Luthen. And then hopped on board Luthen's ship and is like, either kill me or let me in. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think he meant? Because this was funny to me that you thought
I thought
this.
He just meant let him in the ship.
I thought you
or
said,
let me live. That's no, what did he say?
You thought he was going to be turn him into the Empire.
Mm.
And this is how he joins the rebellion, was this very moment.
No, see, I thought he said, let me live. So you said, let me in.
Yeah.
He said, let me in. So, yeah, I was thinking something else. Okay. They knew he knew they were trying to kill him.
Yep. Yeah, he's like, you came here to kill me, right? So he did everything he is, but now he's joined the rebellion. You know, here's the deal. I'm looking forward to season two very much
because I stinks. Love he never did anything wrong to them.
Nope.
He did right by them. He never did one thing wrong by them.
No, could have ran away with all that money and didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was a man of his word. You know, Cassian is not like the greatest, like the nicest person or anything in this series. Like he's kind of...
He's like, not.
Yeah, he's not though. He's just very...
So he killed two people. You know. You gotta get the show going somehow.
But he was very much man out for himself this whole series, you know? But yeah, I think this show could end right here and then go to Rogue One. It would be fine. Like, I think it did a good job of wrapping it all up.
Oh, no. I need more.
Well, I want more, but do you need it?
I do. I need it.
Give it to me. Give it to me now.
Antor.
Well, you probably got a few years, Pop.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Probably. I don't know.
I hate this. I will have forgotten the entire show by then.
But you know what? Luckily for you, you have a podcast and you can watch it again. And you probably will rewatch it before you watch season two.
I'm sure I will.
We'll have a lot of episodes about it.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to say about the show before
just that I wish them all well.
Okay.
And I hope they rise up.
Fight the Empire! Way to go, Marva. And then, my God, then Brazo like hits the people with her brick with her name. And I was like, yeah, she's punching them. Go. God, I love this show. It was great. Very hard watch. Challenging for me as a Star Wars fan, but I appreciate it. But I really loved the show. Loved it. Thank you, Kathleen Kennedy, who apparently she's going to get fired now that Bob Chapek is. She's fired next.
I hope not.
I hope
who will wear her shoulder pants?
Oh my God, no doubt.
Poor Kathy.
Thomas,
no, Brian.
I hear you're going to give us a little ad read for Patreon.
Yes. If you would like us to be here every week, please consider supporting the show so that Brian can keep this going. And I don't have to complain about anything at all.
Okay, people. So... hold on. Beep, beep, time out. You told me that I needed to get better at doing this, and that's how you're going to do it? Let's get some energy.
I'm not sure what you want me to say.
Hey, you know what, everyone? Thank you for the patrons that we have. We're up to 24 patrons, bringing us in $113 a month. If you enjoy what we do and you want to see us continue to grow for 2023, if you're feeling thankful for queer content and the community that is here and you have an extra $5 to spend a month, take a look at the show notes below. We really would appreciate it. Everything that we make is going right back into the show to help improve, like these new fancy chairs we're sitting on.
Absolutely.
You're going to see in another month. You're going to see them live on your computer or on your phone. It's going to be there.
Well, you know, I think you've said it all.
I think I did. And if you want to hear more about it or anything that I have to say, you can follow me in the show at Serving Pink Milk on Twitter, on Instagram, sometimes TikTok, sometimes Hive, and send us an email at servingpinkmilk@gmail.com. And if you wouldn't mind, be like Buck and leave us a review.
Be like Buck.
Though you're going to be hard-pressed.
I like that.
You're going to be...
Buck needs to do a podcast.
Buck does need to do a podcast.
Be like Buck. I like it. Buck, I'll call you.
You want to do it with him?
No, but I'll sign. I'll listen. I'll root you on. I'll be your forced to listen cheerleader.
Wait,
only
so you're,
I won't
you're,
be
wait,
forced to listen.
I was going to say you're going
to
be forced
to be
to
like
listen.
Buck.
All right, everyone. Until next time, thank you very much, and drink up.
Drink up.